It's 4 minutes past. This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom with state and local news. Middle Tennessee State University is the new home for the 900-member Oral History Association. Oral History Collection is enjoying something of a renaissance, thanks in large part to the association's work. A good case in point, the popularity of StoryCorps histories, as aired each week on National Public Radio. OHA Co-Executive Director Dr. Christine McCusker says it isn't just academics who are making use of the association's resources.
If you want to understand podcasting, oral history, any kind of technological recording of sound, one of the first places to start is with the Oral History Association.
The other half of the OHA Executive Directorship is MTSU historian Louis Kuriakoudis. He likens oral histories to capturing lightning.
As you sit and talk with them and help them to record their experience, we learn the narrative of a person's life, and that life touches on all facets of our common experience together.
At a time when there's a great deal of political and cultural discord in the country, Dr. McCusker says oral histories can also foster reconciliation.
It brings people on the margins back into the center of the historical narrative, and that's essential. Because if we are going to be a true democracy, we have to have everyone's voice when writing that story.
If you'd like to dig into the Oral History Association's online resources, look for a link to them in this story at WMOT.org. And that's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.